Blog Talk Radio.
I hear something saying,
well, don't you know
that the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang, that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang, all day long they're saying, ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh, ah.
Well, don't you know
that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang, that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang, all day long they work so hard till the sun is going down. Working on the highways and byways and wearing a frown. You hear them moaning their lives away. Then you hear somebody say, that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang, that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang, can't you hear them saying, I'm going home one of these days. I'm going home, see my woman whom I love so dear. But meanwhile, I've got to work right here. That's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang, that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang, all day long they're saying, my work is so hard, give me water, I'm thirsty, my work is so hard, oh, oh, my work is so
Jesus is love.
He won't let you down. And I know he cries deep down in my soul. Jesus, he's love. Forget me. He won't let you down.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Dry Bones Connection on Wednesday night. This is Antoinette. And tonight, we are going to be doing part two of... Okay, man, I can't even get it out. Dude, I still can't get it out. AI. This is part two with Brother Eddie. And Brother Eddie, are you with me?
Yes, I am. Sister Antoinette, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
Great. AI, Artificial Intelligence, Part 2, family. So, yes.
Thank you. I couldn't get it out.
Yeah, I know. No problem. And hopefully, family, you go back and listen to Part 1, last week's class to AI, so that... You wouldn't be coming in blind, but the family should be able to catch on and pick up dealing with part two on where I'm coming from. Because, again, for me, it's all about getting in touch with the numbers that are leading you and guiding you spiritual guides dealing with the numbers, family. And once we see it from this angle, this way, we could start to break that cycle, that vicious cycle of recycling the information that we've been taught. And we constantly say, everything that we've been taught is a lie. So with the help of the numbers and that inner light within, and especially common sense, we should be able to figure this out. So with that, family, right quick, let me, as always, give thanks with Ashe to the ancestors, namaste to the elders, and honor, respect, and much love to the family and listening audience for your time and space, and most of all, this portion of your life that you choose to share with us. And tonight's class should definitely amplify last week's class. So with that, Sister Antoinette, I'd be remiss because I want to do this now, and we would do it throughout the class as people tune in. We are sorry to say that a family member, listener, who basically participates with our class discussions has made her transition. All of the normal family and listeners hear the name Ishtar, the sister that always calls in and calls herself Ishtar. She made her transition, and actually she was buried today. We just found out, so we didn't know, but we send our energy, prayers, and love to her family and her friends, and to us, family, who basically through her spirit that she gave in inquiring about information that she was on her way of receiving, because her questions basically let us know, like we all know, where we are in this point in time. So much love to your spirit, Sister Ishtar. And you did a good job while you was on this side of the planet. Peace and love, my sister. So I definitely wanted to share that with the family that basically listens and hears her voice on not just this class or show, but Dry Bones on Sunday. And I've heard on Sister Bev's show also. So, yes. You will be missed, my sister. With that, Sister Antoinette, you can rebuttal on that, and then you can start on your current events.
Okay, well, Sister Ishtar was a very, very important lady, very special. I talked to her. Anything about being sick or under the weather or anything that I can recall, you know, she talked about, you know, her husband, her children, and just things that were uplifting and to add to further discussions that she wanted to be a part of, you know, with the family show. You know, she was wanted us to have another one, and she had some ideals and, you know, things that she wished to talk about. So she would truly, truly be missed. You know, she was a special, special lady, and you know, my heart hurts that she's gone, that she left us far too soon. But may she have peace and be at rest. And my prayers goes to her family, her children. You know, I hope that they'll be able to grieve but also be at peace in their mother's passing. And, you know, all of us as well that knew her and, you know, got to really know her, that, you know, we will have peace during this time. All right, y'all, well, with that, I'm going to go on to the first story because this is really an important, a very important one. $30 billion exits U.S. in 1 week as deposit flight grows. So new numbers from the Federal Bureau shows the amount of money people are pulling out of their bank accounts is once again on the rise. According to stats compiled by the Federal Reserve Economic Data, depositors yanked $30 billion out of American banks from May 10th through May 17th, presents an increase of over more than $4 billion over the previous week. The banking system has a total of $17.15 trillion in deposits compared to $18.03 trillion 1 year ago. The deposit flight follows the failure of three regional banks, Signature Bank, Silicon Valley Bank, and First Republic. The Los Angeles-based Pacways, which has been in the spotlight as the latest bank to try to keep afloat, is selling $2.6 billion in real estate construction loans in order to improve its balance sheet. According to the Federal Reserve report, more than 700 American banks are considered to be facing significant safety and soundness risks due to unrealized losses that exceed 50% of their capital. In the report, the Fed called out its own interest rate hikers as the core reason those banks are now in perilous positions. According to the CME Group Federal Watch tool, at the time of publishing, 30 traders think the Fed will raise rates again next month. Okay, so that is an update on what is going on. $30 billion is a lot to be, you know, to hear that's coming out of the system. Oh, boy, so it doesn't look like it's going to be too good with, you know, anyone that keeps their monies in the bank because, you know, they're doing this run on the bank. So when they do the run, and this is what they did when it came to the Great Depression, it was the run on the banks. I advise everyone to stock up on food and everything now. You know, before you're not able to get your cash out of the bank because, you know, it's not there. Well, Brother Eddie, what do you have to say?
Basically, you just gave a brief example of readiness, preparedness, preparing for what's getting ready to go down. We've been hearing about the banking industry crashing, inflation, all of these things are indications. And if we are really paying attention, those who have been talking about finances using the original standard of gold and silver, you know, copper, all your precious metals, you know, these are the things because, again, the reason that we're seeing all this extravagant numbers of money being used is because the value of the dollar is basically getting ready to vanish. because, as we keep saying, it's going to the digital currency. And this is another push for the banks to fall in order to reboot, to reset this so-called new currency that they're getting ready to usher in. So with the banks falling, but again, you see, we see all over the place how America claims to be so broke, but yet is able to always find money for people other than those of us who have been here, who were born here, who basically this land belongs to. We talked about it last week, and we've been talking about it, dealing with them opening the border walls here in Chicago. It's no strange coincidence that today they had a alderman's meeting with the people present, and police had to basically try to flex their muscles because the people are tired of hearing the same nonsense. $51 million have been allocated for the immigrants who have come from the border. We're not talking about the millions that have been given to the Ukrainians. We're just talking about today, $51 million being given to those to set up housing and other things for them that, again, as we talk about, the people are voicing it now. They're not sitting down there. You know, why in the hell are you giving money away when people in this country who have been fighting for equal rights, civil rights, and homeless people? We're constantly talking about feeding the starving people here, but yet we always have this extra money for every place else. And we've been taught, or it's been said, because they don't do it. They just talk it and they don't walk it. You know, you take care of home first. This is what we all do. In our own individuals' families, we take care of home first before we go outside of our homes and try to take care of somebody else's business or help somebody else. We're making sure that home is right first. But yet America does not take care of her people first. See, we can get into civil rights, but as we were going through tonight's class, starting to recognize the number behind the word, to attach it to other words, that is no mistake that this is what it's dealing with. And we can use that with that, those words, civil rights. Everybody else comes in and uses what was meant for black folks. Today, hopefully, we're going to get people away from running from that word and understand the number behind the word, because that's part of the program, to have us running from certain words because of their definition, direction, and description of the words that we hold on to by its definition and believe wholeheartedly in that definition. Black is 2. It's 11. 1 plus 1 is 2. Civil is 20, which is 2. That's why the civil rights were always for the first people. First is 29, which is 2. Black, 11, which is 2. Civil, it was our damn rights that everybody, even the the Skittle people, come in to take over. See? Other ethnic groups use the blueprint that was intended and made for us by the number, not the word. Remember, they keep changing the words, the names, but the number remains the same, family. We have to start looking at the number to connect it, to break the cycle of the program of each and every word that we chase. So with that, like I said, yeah, we have, or America has sufficient enough money to do what it's supposed to do. But if we pay attention, we'll see the big payback is about to happen, because the big payback is back pay. See, all of it's been to be exposed. So with that, Sister Internet, I'll slow down so you can go to the other current event so we can get started with the class.
Okay, well, speaking of name calling, okay, I have one here where this man was calling the N-word and with a gun. Now, running out with a handgun, and this happened in Florida. And Mark Bartlett, he's 55, is accused of confronting a group of black teens riding their bikes in a Martin Luther King Day protest against housing inequality in 2019. Videos charging towards the boys, holding a handgun and yelling the N-word while they stopped traffic for the demonstration. Bartlett initially tried the good of self-defense argument, insisting he was being held hostage in his own vehicle, but the Miami County judge wasn't having it. So basically what it all boiled down to is this man got no time, no sentence. He got probation in his house. So with that, Brother Eddie, what do you have to say? Brother Eddie?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
With that, again, it's selective prosecution when they want to do it and who they want to do it to, dealing with the reasons that they have in the background. Because, again, if this went down and they didn't do anything, and we better believe that something else with this individual is going to happen again. Because, again, as we're saying, it's a little slap on the wrist, and we're constantly seeing people who have serious mental illness, and this is, everybody's using that term now, mental illness, because it never has been truly addressed. And now everything that people weren't able to see, now they're seeing, regardless if it's real or artificial, if it's real or Memorex. So all of these mass shootings that just happened dealing with the Memorial Day so-called weekend that we haven't gotten into. No reason everybody in their own particular cities and states are getting all of the backlash of all of these different shootings that are getting more and more prominent. It's not slowing down, it's amping up. You know, and then we see something like this, but let it have been this individual with a gun, and instead of the N-word with youth, he's running around talking about the Skittle people.
Yeah.
Calling them out of their names. All of a sudden, he would be in jail. It would be considered hate speech. See?
Yeah.
But he's doing this to black youth and using the N-word. Nothing happens. But laws are now and have been implemented for anybody who so-called disrespects the LGBTQ community. You know, you going to court.
Yeah.
You going to face some time. You going to go through some red tape, if nothing else. We going to make your life miserable. You know, so, again, that standard of the so-called law that man has constantly put in our face, and we've been seeing it, this story being repeated throughout our history over and over again. You know, Emmett Till, Trayvon, I mean, we can keep going over different things and stories that were more severe than nobody getting hurt, but what? Are they waiting for something to happen? So, no.
No, are they planning on something to happen, and their plans just aren't working?
That's what it is, see. Again, that gives that individual leeway to do something next time that'll be more detrimental. You know,
yeah.
More dangerous. So, yeah. But that's all I had to add with that.
Okay, well, Brother Wesley just sent me something, and it is one in custody after a fatal shooting outside of Amazon in Winchester area. So it has an argument outside of an Amazon Fresh grocery store in the Winchester area resulted in a shooting, one man dead. And this is in Los Angeles. An argument outside of the Amazon Fresh grocery store in Winchester area resulted in a shooting that left one man dead, police said. The incident happened just after 4 p.m. Tuesday at the store located on the corner of, okay, I don't know what that is, La Cienega Boulevard. According to the LAPD, Captain Kelly Munnig, M-U-N-I-G, an 83-year-old man shot a 31-year-old man during a dispute involving a woman. And what in the world would they have, 83, 31? Okay. The verbal argument escalated when the 83-year-old took out a gun and shot the victim. The 31-year-old, whose identity has not been released, was pronounced dead at the scene. The suspect has been taken into custody. There's no word on if the woman involved was injured. Witnesses at the scene told Eyewitness News the suspect, a Korean War veteran, shot the 31-year-old who was reportedly arguing with the woman after racial slurs were said. We thought it was over because they led him away, witness Tracy Knox said. They turned him around, go back into your house. It looked like they were saying to him. She said the younger man took off his shirt and said, I'm from South Central. And that old man just turned around, bam, one shot, Knox said. Wow. Okay, Brother Eddie. Anybody else, if y'all want to have a comment or anything, just press one and we'll let you make a comment. But Brother Eddie, what do you think about that? 83 and 31, my goodness.
Well, for me, again, story, the words have its validation But as I said, family, we're going to start seeing the numbers, not only within the ages that you gave, but the words that are being said. But just concentrating on those ages and the numbers that it's showing, dealing with tonight's class, 83 is an 11. 8 plus 3 is 11. That's a 2. And 31 is 4. We started off with that last week in class. 2, 4 is the 6. That's the word. Word comes to 15, which is 6. Again, we started off with this being hump day last week, which every class we have is on hump day. 23, which is 5, being Wednesday. 32, which is 5, which is Bible study. 41, which is 5. And again, piggybacking from last week's class, the 5 is school days. We're going back to school days, family, and the days is D-A-Z-E. We still in a daze. See? School 21, days is 11, gives you 32. So part of Bible study started with going to John 1:1. You go back last week, and again, most of us know John 1:1 deals with in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So we're dealing with the Word. Word is 15, 1 plus 5 is 6. John 13:1:1. 13 plus 1:1 or 2 gives you 15, which is 6. A-I-A-1-I-5, which is 6. Also, I refer to John 1:14, which basically says, and the Word became flesh. Again, Word is 15, which is 6. Flesh is 25, which is 7. Human is 15. And the Word, the human Word, became consciousness. Consciousness is 52, as flesh is 25. The 7. We basically see that as the Word became flesh, Word, again, being 15, is AI. Flesh, the 7, is artificial intelligence, which comes to 88. 8 plus 8 is 16, which is 7. As we know, the AI will never be human. An artificial intelligence will never have consciousness. Or still recapping last week, and like I said, please go back and listen to that class. In school, we always, or we still refer to, we start with everything we've been taught was a lie. Well, let's start with the basics. Again, the word. Each word that we were taught is a lie. Let's start there. Because even in school, why did they lie? When we ask questions, did we get an answer being children, asking questions outside the box? My question was, why did we have silent letters, family? Why do we have silent K's in front of certain words? Knife instead of knife, knife or knife, silent K. Knock, a knock, silent K. Here's the one I love. No. K is silent, wouldn't it be now? N-O-W. But because of the K, I now pronounce it no. See how they have us using these words from these days of school that we were put in. P is also used as a silent letter. Psychology. Philosophy. Phone. That's what we're constantly talking about and we're on right now. Silent letters. Why? Nobody ever gave me a sufficient answer. I found it myself again. The letter changes the numerical value. The war that we've always been talking about, which now we refer to as reading, writing, and arithmetic is last. This is what we're doing now. We're adding. It's the arithmetic that gives us the opportunity to put these words together as we see fit. Because most people ask the question all the time when we hear phrases, they say, everybody refers or asks, well, who is they? Well, we've already been programmed by they say. They 20, say 9. 29 is an 11. They say is a mindset. Mine 11, set 18, 29, a 2. We've heard the phrase, take a stroll down your mind. You might be surprised what you might find. Mine is 11, which is 2. When we talk about what they say, well, that's mind limitations within that mindset. As we're giving words of this occult English to speak using the same letters of a word with different variations of meaning. L-E-A-D, lead, lead, led. You were led by someone. Did you lead someone? Or I have lead metal, leaded gas. Same four letters with different destinations. Even pronounced the same dealing with lead. Live, live. Same four letters, two different destinations. See, these are occult, but by the numbers, again, the names constantly change, but the numbers remain the same. So, again, when we refer to different words and just think of the word being 6. And by the way, Ishtar comes to 24, which is 6. And again, family, we gave homage to Sister Ishtar, who calls in different times, and she made her transition and she was put in her earthly grave today. So again, we give a shout out to her spirit in peace and love. So, again, family, the program in and of itself, let's go here. Empty your cup so you can taste my tea. my water. Just put your, whatever in your cup in another container, but empty your cup, your mind. So think about the mindset that we've been given. When we talk about, again, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, well, the Word of God gives us free choice to choose. But man's word does not. It gives us no leeway because of our preconception of our condition, no state of mind. Again, when I say or hear people talk about AI, we can rename it, revamp it, this, that, and the other to, again, make it mean what we want it to mean, which is good. We're not talking about it that way, the way they gave it to us, but primarily everybody still gives the definition of AI by the mindset of the definition that they give. We keep asking, how can we get out of this? Well, this is a way out, dealing with the numbers. Understanding the program being six, AI is six. They have to program the AI artificial. But again, the six, the word, should always show the creator within whatever number of words you're using, because that's part of the program, to take God out of everything we're saying. Now that we're able to see, we see that every word that they use, we can find God or Christ in these words that pertain to that. We say God first. Well, God 13, verse 29 is 6. We don't put God first because we don't even see God first when we see the word, those letters, AI. God first doesn't even enter our mind. First God doesn't enter our mind. Inhale and exhale your heart, your word, because AI has now become their program word. See, that's the trick that we're coming out of, this program we've been put in. In is 6. Program 24 is 6. Out is 15, 6. We have to find balance. Balance is 15, the 6, family. We have to balance the word by being able to find or see the creator in all of this, because it's all connected. We've been disconnected by not seeing everything you say by the number, to see the message that the creator has for you. We're bypassing it because the program is to see everything the way they said it. We keep running away.
We have a caller I'm going to bring in, if you don't mind.
Let me finish this right quick before we bring him in.
Okay.
So, again, family, let's again be patient, because like I said, empty your cup so you can taste my tea, my water. Because, again, all of these words and everything that we want to add in, right now, again, most have no concept of the number behind the word coming out your mouth, to see the connection, to take you away from the program. See, when people give me, go back to the etymology, well, whose mindset is that? Because we're still using the English vernacular. When we understand the etymology of the history of how these words change, we ain't changing nothing, family. We keep regurgitating by the words being used. That's why I reference all the time the six of the word, don't shit on me. Don't give me that program. We get it, and we pass it straight on, and we don't even try to put a spin. Spin is 15. That's the six. Even if you don't do what I'm doing that I've been given the assignment to do, to find God and Christ and everything in the English alphabet, apply these numbers to the words behind the numbers that come out your mouth daily. We're saying the same number using hundreds of different words, and we can't connect the dots, because when we say a word, we've only been programmed to look at the word the way it's been given to us. Just like the explanation of etymology. Nobody even knows or even thinks, before I even go into etymology, what is the number of etymology? So to take me to where it's supposed to take me before I can agree or disagree with their definition of what they're giving me, as they're changing the language right in front of us with the simple words of what a male and a damn female is, what a man and a woman is, with this LGBTQ garbage. They're changing the etymology language of the definition of man and woman right in front of our face. It's what I'm talking about. It's the same number, see? They know who we are, and we still run from who we are. We run from the darkness and from our blackness. See? Not understanding by the number, blackness being two is first. And darkness being 32 is four. It's God. God first, family. And by their definition of the word black, listening to a mindset, that's why mindset is 29, too. They say it. They say it is two. A mindset that we now start to repeat the definition of what black is to us by their definition, to have you run from who you are by that descriptive word by definition. Whose damn definition? Then the darkness. They want you to be afraid of the darkness. They tell you to fear God. God's number does not equal fear, baby. That's man giving us that. See, even when we read the Bible by the number behind the word that they give, we start to see differently. So, again, we are in a mindset that it's hard to even let go, because this is the way we've been taught. This is how the school days has us in this days, always regurgitating what they say. We go to a link, what they say. See? It's okay, but again, are we putting ever it is by the number of the words to see it a different way? Or we just keep recycling, repeating the same words with the same definition or destinations and definitions to keep us distracted? Never again thinking about all of these words connect to the Creator. But because I can't see this particular word, AI, other than AI by its definition, and by the number I see six, and see that that's word, see that that's God first, see that that's the Lord's work or God's work, however you see the six, and knowing that we give AI that power by repeating the definition the way it's been given, it manifests. The power's in the tongue. the one and the one. Power 19:1, tongue 28:1. Back to that two again. See. So just like the money from the bank, we are in an illusion chasing money by somebody's definition and our perception on what the value of money, because again, we've been taught and shown how money is being used, and then this is where our mind is. But that's why that song, do we ever think that it's the number behind the word that we even basically resonate with? I got my mind on my money and my money on my mind, just different work, but not knowing it's 11 on 11 and 11 on 11. 11 11s. That four game family. That's the answer. 22. Solution 31. God 13. Truth 31. Speaking 31. The freedom of speaking the truth, family. But we're not speaking the truth when we're constantly pushing their paradigm by their word definitions that gives them the program to control what we even think. See, even when we go to our culture of Mayat and the trial by feather, and we go through the story of Anubis being that who puts the heart on the scale and a feather on the scale and judges your heart by a feather. Well, again, we look at the story and we now get that those images, but now, again, my cup or my teeth is to use the numbers and see if it even makes more sense. Because when we understand how to connect that number six, which is heart, 24, that scale of Mayat is Judgment Day. Judgment Day is 42. That's six. It's your heart that is basically represented by your word. It's 42. Word is 15. That's the goal. Goal is 15. That's why your word is bond, your heart. That's what we're being judged whenever our time is called. Sister Ishtar, 24. See, but again, understanding feather is 35. 24 is lighter than 35. But did we even think about the number to even recognize your word and the words being used to judge? Judge is 26, which is part of that feather 35, which is that scale 17. Which starts off with your mental 17, thinking 35. As you think it, you start to say it. Well, it's called the discussion 44. We start talking about it 35. That's what your heart, your word is being judged by, what you're talking about. What's coming out your mouth. And we never been taught the adding of the number to recognize other words by that number that gives us that divine guidance and direction by the Creator. This is why That word of God gives us free choice. And man does not have that much power. He's not done it. Where his words basically halts, stops, stifles, limits our thinking. With that, Sister Antoinette, let's bring the callers in.
Okay. All right. Area code 336. Sister Paris.
Yes, ma'am. Greetings, family. Wow.
Greetings, Malaysia.
Wow. I forgot what I was going to say.
Sister Ishtar, was it anything about Sister Ishtar?
Wait a minute. Is that the sister from New Jersey? Or
correct.
Yes.
That's the one from New Jersey. That's her.
Dang.
Yep.
God dang. Yep. Oh, excuse me, family. You know what happened? I knew that.
Nobody knows.
What?
We don't know what happened. You know, just that Brother Kwame had talked with, Brother Kwame had talked to her son and found out that she had passed, that they buried her today or yesterday was her
today,
burial.
Today, yeah, today.
Today,
right,
today.
Today.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Family, she has really been on my mind, and I felt bad that I wasn't able to reach out to her as much as she's been on my mind. And now you tell me she's transferred. Please get me up to speed, family. Sister, you when we had the All Woman's Reasoning show, she was talking about going to Mississippi, right?
Yes.
Family, thank you. I'm so grateful that I was able to chime in, because I can't talk about it right now. But let me tell you, they told me when I had the last reasoning with her, I don't know why I was feeling like I was feeling, and I was saying, dang, it's like I didn't want to be here on the planet. And then I heard something say, this isn't about you. This is about somebody else that you're picking up. And now you tell me that she made her transition. Family, that's deep. And what I wanted to tell you, why I raised my hand, is because they're tracking people. I know you are aware of this. But what I noticed, the more connections, depending on where and whom I'm connected to, they send me a ton of episodes, like in Chicago, all of over the holidays, all the people. I posted on my Facebook page the breakdown that this one particular podcast or whatever it was, the news thing, was giving, and I'm like, whoa. The next one is Florida. And then the next one was Phoenix, Tucson, and then Virginia. Missouri. And I'm thinking to myself, they have to be tracking me with the reasonings or the conversations that I have with different people in those locations, especially Chicago. It was a lot going on, family, and I thought about you, Brother Eddie. I'm like, wow, what does this mean? Why in these strategic locations? Can you expound on that, somebody? Brother Eddie, Brother Kwame. Well, I'm just shocked about Sister Ishtar. It's like, hey, wow. Okay. Has anybody ever noticed that? Those news things that come on your phone that you don't sign up for? And then
Of course. This is the system that we've been talking about. This is the technology that they've amped up. I got some stuff on my phone that they came up that I didn't even put in, that every time I push my phone to come on, it's talking about guns on one. The other one has chains talking about our so-called rights, and the other one is gender neutral LGBTQ. You know I wouldn't put no shit like that on my phone, but see, these are the things, again, certain people in each one of these little icons that come up are dealing with different colors. It has a different color in the background. So I'm recognizing everything, but yes, they're definitely doing this with the phone. And real quick, I wanted to mention this, in dealing with us running from the darkness and running from our blackness. See, again, those definitions of the word, when we even look it up in the dictionary, we see how they make black to be negative and dirty and put it down, and make white to be angelic and this, that, and the other. But understanding as above, so below, that the blackness and the darkness started first with the universe, and the universe is still black, y'all. Universe is two. Blackness is two. That was first. First comes the two. And then when we see, understanding that we're running from that blackness because of a definition, understanding they know who we are even by their dictionaries. Doesn't B come before W? Black comes before white in the dictionary. And D comes before L, which dark comes before the light. See? This is why we are first. And because we're locked into the word called black, we don't even recognize by the number who we are. We're on somebody's description of a word, not getting connected to the number family. See? And this is how these words that has nothing to do with the Creator, because that two is no more than God consciousness, which comes to two. But we don't see these things that we say behind these different numbers of words by their description and this definition that we adhere to. We accept it. We've made an agreement on taking in these words and not changing them. Did nobody stop us? This is thinking outside the box, family.
Now, may I interject something here?
Yes, please.
Okay, bless my mama. Bless you, mama. I love you. You know, I used to have these really deep reasonings when my mom was in a good way frame of mind and not being governed by her firewater.
Mm-hmm.
I used to say to mama, I say, mama, why are you so concerned with how dark my husbands are? What bothers you? Why does my brother have the shade that he does? Why does my dad, why did you marry dad? If you feel that I should be with a Caucasian man, I didn't know at the time that my granddad, my biological granddad, was almost Caucasian. I didn't know any of this family. And I see now that mama was programmed. She married my dad because of his ability to hustle, to make money, and those kinds of things, because my mom loved money, you see, and she married my dad because he knew how to make money in a good way, you see. And I'm looking at all of this, thinking to myself, this is really messed up. And it was like my mom was telling me that in order to be successful, you have to not pick somebody who's blacker than the berry or darker than the dark. And the only way you can know who they are is when they smile, if they have pretty teeth. Otherwise, you couldn't see them. They were dark as all a thousand midnights, you see. So I'm just looking at what you're saying and listening, my dear brother. We have been programmed to, how my brother say, run like a nigger with a dinner bucket. I know it's a negative thing, but that's the only way I feel like putting it right. Is just run from who you are, especially if you're really dark. And it's sad, but we family, we have to make a reverse. And I'm so grateful that I was able to stand up and not allow my parents to beat the shit out of me, because everybody 99.5% that I brought home, they would have to smile in order for them to know that they were there. That, 'cause I love dark men. I always have, I always will, and that's the size of it, you see. So, family, we have got to really pay attention to the school teachings, to the wisdoms at the Kitchen Table University when it comes to numbers. Because you're right, my dear brother. Oh, my God. It's making more sense to me all the time. That's all I had to say for now, family.
Thank you, Sister. I'm bringing the next caller, area code 404.
Hey, yo-hoo-doo, y'all. I'm sorry to hear about my sister, man. From New Jersey.
Yes.
I'm sorry, but Mama AZ said some husbands. See how many she had, Mama AZ? How many husbands you got? She said, put hands on, right? I'm joking.
That's one thing they didn't take from me is that my part. They put a whole bunch of parts in me, but they didn't take that part. And I ain't going to tell y'all, but, you know, I'm just grateful that I've had the experience. And when they got too rough and wanted me to hang from the chandeliers and I didn't want to,
uh-oh,
I said, you go and find somebody else to hang from
that's
the chandeliers and do all of that, because that's not what I came to the planet for.
Hey, Antoinette, that story I sent you.
Yes.
My friend of mine, she saw the whole thing go down, man. She called me yesterday, hysterical crying, and she saw the whole thing go down in California, man.
It was
an old black guy. He was 83, from Korea. They didn't tell you that 31-year-old guy was a Mexican. Okay.
I thought he was black.
I know. See, you always can't go with what the media say. All right. So it was over some woman. I guess what my friends say, the woman was the old man's daughter. But
man,
somebody got to know how to pump the brakes. An old man from Korea. See, you don't mess with old people like Brother Ray and them, Mama AZ. They'll take your ass out quick, man. Old people ain't got time to be tussling and busting it. All right. So these young folks think this out. But she saw the whole doggone thing crying to me, all hysterical, man. And the Mexicans, the Mexicans, I told you, man, they think they come over here And you already told y'all about don't go to Texas to Metamorphosis. That means take out the black bull. That's what Metamorphosis means. Take out the Moors.
Oh.
Stop the Moors. That's what Metamorphosis, Mexico is. That's where they kill the Moors, all right? So there ain't no damn black and
so
brown.
So they came over right? here to kill us? I'm sorry, Brother West. They came over here to kill us?
No, when we went to Spain, when the Moors went to Spain, they didn't like that. Okay? So that's why
mm-hmm.
Metamorphosis killed black. Every time you see a bull fight, what the color of the damn bull, y'all? The color of the damn bull,
black.
They kill in the ring. Thank you. There you go.
Black.
I rest my case on that one. And another thing Mama AZ said was about how we programmed the newest program of that movie, that damn Little Mermaid. Y'all know how they program it, y'all sisters? At the net?
I didn't see the new one.
Well,
yeah, I've seen
the
Disney one, you know, that was been out for years.
Okay, the new one with the little black girl in there. I saw the trailer
mm-hmm.
of the movie. And in the end, she falls in love with a white-eyed boy. So that's programming right there. The program these young black girls. Yeah, see, they just put that movie out for BS. See, I see stuff, man. That's programming right there. It's called predictive programming, man.
Yeah.
So, and some black people have rented out whole movies for the little girls from self-esteem to see it, but they don't see how we get programmed for that crap, man. Like I said, I'm sorry about the 83-year-old man. He took that New Mexican out, but hey, I don't know how it started. Like I told my friend out there, she didn't see how it started. So she automatically programmed. Saying the 83-year-old was at fault, man. Dude, 83 years old, man. He probably got, she said they found out he got prostate cancer, whatever. But still, somebody just got to know when to pump the brakes. That's why I ain't tongue wrestling with nobody, black or white. Hey, after 3 minutes, I say, God bless you, and I'm gone. I ain't got time for it because I don't want to do nothing that I regret. Because I ain't got time to be tongue wrestling. But Eddie, man, it's a town in Georgia called Harris Neck, Georgia. All right, that's your folk, man. You need to come down here and get your land, man. They took that land from the folks in Harris Neck, Georgia. You ain't from no damn Chicago. You from Georgia somewhere, bro. All right? So y'all might well come on back down here. Stop where y'all from. Eddie.
Hey,
you, bro.
Hey, Wes. I can't say nothing about that because, again, my grandmother, who was an Indian. She was born in Georgia. Most of my family, my mother was born in Georgia. I was happened to be born in Florida. But again, yeah, I'm originally from the South. My family is in Vidalsta,
yes,
Georgia. So yeah, I'm from
that
region,
man.
Yeah. Know all about that.
See, I saw that. I just read you like that, man. God, you have me seeing stuff, man.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man.
Oh, man.
It's crazy, man. Oh, yeah, Corbin probably called me early and probably wanted to tell me about the sister up there in New Jersey. Corbin called me, and
yeah,
I was just still programmed, and it probably was some bad news, so God told me don't answer to talk to Corbin later, man, because I ain't up for no bad news right now, man.
Well, you got the news that he was going to give you, so you know now. So, yeah, that's what he called. And, related it to me, related it to Sister Antoinette. So all of the people that basically she talked to while on the show that we knew her and knew her by name,
mm-hmm.
yeah, that was a shock. And that too, family, we can't take anybody for granted when we are talking to one another. Because a lot of us might be going through certain issues, medical or what have you, and they don't want to burden and share. That's their cross to bear. They don't divulge that. And, you know, everything is going so, you know, basically really take heed and love what our people are trying to share, ask their concerns, you know. And really show that respect and love for our people because, again, we don't know our exit date off this side of the premise, see?
Yep.
So, again, we got to take heed because that sister had a lot that she was trying to learn, a lot that she had to give, and she was very curious. So she was very open and receptive. So, you know, that's a sister that, we definitely, we're going to miss her. And but, again, her energy lives on through us, you know.
Yeah, because I remember she was having problems with her neighbors. She was having problems with her neighbors about She was having a problem with her neighbor.
Yeah,
she tried to put something in her window, see? I listened real good, so she could have been a T.I. They didn't even know a target individual. Like, and to Mama A.Z., Facebook, and we all under surveillance, man, especially if you go on Facebook. Especially, Mama A.Z., you had the operation. When you went to sleep, you don't know what the fuck they put in you, man. That's why, hey, I ain't going to no hospital and go to sleep at night, man. Hell no.
Well, family, you're right. Brother West, you are right. There are things that are happening to me that I'm recognizing some things, and I can't get into it right now, but you're right, because I feel this mechanism moving. My legs are growing differently. I'm having some issues right now, as we speak, is strange. And so all I can do is pray. I mean, my family, I have no family that is close. My biological family, and now Sister Ishtar, wow. Y'all, this is deep. I was feeling this, and you're right, Brother West.
Ride back. I'm gonna stop through there. I'm gonna stop this time on the way back. All right. I'm gonna make sure. I'll holler at you through Arizona.
I appreciate.
Call your number.
Right. I'm an hour and a half on your way to Texas from Tucson. I'm 30 minutes or 45 minutes off of I-10 going to Texas.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I come through there.
I'm gonna mute.
But like my sister that saw that thing yesterday, I said she gotta thank God that the old man didn't miss. You could have got hit, man. While she's crying, you know, I know she felt, she's like me, an empath. She felt bad for seeing the situation. But I said, you better be glad, God, that bullet ain't right. Dude ain't right. Because bullets ain't got no name on it, man. So she should be thanking the Most High, the Creator, that dude didn't miss and it hit her. Because she was close, man. She was, like, standing right next to it, bro. And I ain't never seen nothing like that go down. But I told it, like her and everybody else, hey, you got to keep your head on a swivel. And you think we seen nothing? We ain't seen nothing yet, man. Most stuff to come. So you got to just be ready for it, man. And as far as the hospital, hell to the now, man. I'm like Robert X to the rest of y'all, man. Our last resort. Maybe my sister, I hope she didn't go to the hospital and they took her out. But hell to the no, bro. There ain't no hospital time talking about going to sleep. And every time I go to the hospital and go to sleep, next thing I know, if I walk out, I'd be all effed up. So this time around, no. Not going to the hospital talking about going to sleep. And hell no. Anyway, that's my words of wisdom for the family. I'm going to go ahead and mute and Eddie, you might come on back down here and get y'all land, man, because they took y'all land, Harris Neck. They took that land. Y'all trying to get that land back, so you might need your energy down here until y'all get y'all shit and get your daddy record, man.
That's part of the big payback is the back pay. See?
Yes, sir.
Payback. Is six. Back pay is six. Pay attention is six. Common sense is six. See, we got the evidence now. Evidence is six.
Yes, sir.
See, so again, we got to stop chasing their definition and trying to prove what's being proved to us by the number. Prove is two. Number is two. That's what you use the scale to measure. Measure is two. You measuring the number, baby. We ain't measuring it by the word. We're measuring something else. by chasing the program of a word. So we're missing out because, again, that old saying, the blacker the berry, the sweeter the what? The juice.
Mm-hmm.
The blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice. Now, when we hear that, that's all. We stuck right there, and we don't see it any other way. When I see those key words, blacker and juice, well, blacker 21 is copper. Juice is color, family. That's the blacker berry, sweeter the juice is the copper color. And guess what? That copper color, that blacker juice is your blood and your plasma. Blood is 12. Plasma is 14. Same thing. Copper, 21. Color, 14. See? Blacker, 21. Juice, 23. The 3 and the 5. That's fix us, family. Let us, 14 and 3, fix us, 14 and 3. The 3 and the 5, the 8, the carpet color. See, we see things only one way when we hear phrases, words, sentences, stories. Nope. We got to put a stop to it. That's why nope comes to 11. When you hear black, accept it. But in your mind, you know you're simply the best. Better than all the rest. See, best is 2. Better is 4. The 2 and the 4. The 6, baby. Your blackness makes you first. Stop running away from you being the first. That's why you think you last right now, but they told you that the first will be last and the last will be first because that's what we think. We are down and out. That's why going back in white, by their definition, they want you to think that black is negative. Well, ain't it something that by the number, white 27, which is 9, negative 36, which is 9, but they still want you to think 9 is going up because 9 goes to the word up. So they got you thinking negative white goes up. And on the reverse side, black comes to the word down. Black is 11, down is 11. But positive is 38, which is 2. Black is positive. White is negative. They now flip the script with the definitions of the word, the program word. And we get into the goddamn definitions, y'all, and start disengaging ourselves by the number of who we are. That's why they called you Negro. Black, Negro is 2. We on the definition of the shit they done call Negro, what it means. The number, family. It's the number. That's what makes us best. They know who we are. They know why we best. Because we're the first. We haven't accepted it yet. We don't recognize it. Because the program of the words keep us away from the first people of God. Ain't that something? We running from that blackness, that firstness. Family, wake up. See, wake up. That's why they even use, when they use that black and white by number, it's 9-11, family. Woo! And that takes us to 2001. 9-11, World Trade Center. 9/11/2001 equals 5. I got 5 on it. Clear it says you have to go through Christ to get there. Stop thinking about the image, family, and it's the number. Crisis 5. Your thought gets you through it. You stuck on Christ by the story, not seeing the number of Christ, which is 5, which is that change of your thought. But because each word has its definition, we don't connect it by the number. I've said on every show that I'm on at times, trying to be the mediator, family, y'all saying the same damn thing by the number, and it's the word by the definition got y'all arguing. Y'all using different words and saying the same shit by the number and don't see it. And it's 5 called divided we fall. Divided is 32. Because of this occult word that we truly believe in without putting Christ and God in everything, because it's all connected. And once we start to see it, again, the key is to use these numbers within your framework of the words that you are using daily. Because we're missing the people that we come in contact with who are using words with those numbers we use that we're supposed to recognize. Spiritually, magnetic, the spirit knows. We still trying to analyze and psychoanalyze because, again, of how we've been taught to recognize words that are being used by its definition and meaning and not by its number. That's what the Creator has given me to share with us, to show a way, not the way, the only way. It's just one way, one angle of how to get out of this program of this educational box that we've been put in through pictures and images. And we've started to accept. See, so again, once we start truly finding the number behind the words that come out of your mouth, not mine, I know mine, I now look at yours because it's the same thing. Once we know, this is that old saying, how they make everything dealing with us negative. Shit, you have a angel food cake that we know. It's white. Angel being angelic and pure and this, that, and the other. And you turn around and we have a devil's food cake and it's chocolate. Why, family? Why? We don't question that the devil food cake should be a red velvet cake. If I'm not mistaken, devil is red. So shouldn't a cake be red and not chocolate? But that's understanding that the angel food cake that is white is white. And the devil food cake, which is chocolate, well, chocolate is 31, family. There we go again. The number, 31. Chocolate City, y'all. We didn't hear Parliament when George was talking about Chocolate City, CC, common sense. See, we were shaking our butts, but the lyrics, 23, that was laying down those words, we missed. So it's like now, it's understanding the etymology that we're giving. We are the dictionary, but because we still lamp on Webster, Merriam, Oxford, all these other dictionaries by the system, again, giving us their updated history of etymology behind the words that are being interjected. Again, the shit that they throw on the wall, which is the word that once we start to regurgitate it, that's the energy it needs to live. Slowly but surely, we're not hearing, using, and it's dying out, coronavirus. We're not hearing that like we heard it in 2020, 2021, 2022. We're not hearing COVID-19 every news break, giving us a run-by-run breakdown of the count of how many people who have contracted, how many have died. And do we remember all that program that was being pushed?
No.
It ended because of what? They vaccinated enough people for it to do what it was intended to do, to bring about death. 23. Vaccine, 23. Serum, 23. Venom, 14. Hospital, 32. Doctor, 23. Physician, 32. Nurse, 20. We getting a picture? 23. We getting a picture, family?
Yeah, it's all on the five. It's all on the code.
It's not just on the five. It's being able to take each word by its number and connect it to the words that show us what the Creator is giving us by the language of the universe, numbers. Numbers is two, universe is two. Communication is two. The universe is communicating to us through numbers. It's in the air, too. It's in the sky, too. It's in the universe, too. All of it's two. Once I say each word, we get stuck on each word, and that's what that word, no. That's their definition. We use the numbers now to connect it all. The Milky Way, too. Cosmic, too. Cosmos, too. Oxygen like air, too. We give everything because of the program by the word. We know that. That's what we've been taught. Now we break that by using the arithmetic. 45, which is 9. Add it up. Add 9. Add comes to 9, arithmetic comes to 9. That's why spiritual completion deals with 9, y'all. The last part of war, reading, writing, and the arithmetic. And when we add, we actually add our life to the 144, add 1,000. You just add it yourself to that book of life. But you don't have that page in the book when you are regurgitating somebody else's words. You're on their page regurgitating their word by their definition, description, and direction of the word being used. And we lock right there. Can't choose nothing else. Nope. That ain't the Creator. You ain't going to get that energy from me using any word of English now that I recognize the game. Game recognize game. Game being 14. I was coming up with the new lyrics dedicated to Sam Cooke. And Antoinette played the song Chain Gang. And just the first couple of bars is, that's the sound of the family decoding this brain game. That's the sound of the fam decoding this brain game. Now everybody say it's you and I.
It's you and I. That's what it's going to take, you and I, to decode this brain game, baby. See, we ain't on the chain gang no more, because the chain was the brain on the brain. Take the chain off your brain. That's what we're doing. That's the change coming from the thought process of the brain that is being rebooted to reprogram the program that we are deprogramming from. Program, deprogram, and reprogram, family. We're going through a reprogramming. So, yes, it's a beautiful time to be alive, and it's beautiful to see different ways. And again, like I say, the word for me, six, is vicariously. 42, the six. I live carelessly through the words, family, that you all give me, knowing that you all don't recognize the number behind the words that you say to me, or we say to each other, that I'm listening to that number. So for me, I recognize the spiritual essence of the divine truth that comes out of your mouth by the words, regardless if you know those numbers or not. That pulls me to you, but at the same time, knowing those words of truth, of God, of what's real, I also know those same words of a liar, which is the devil. That's the sin. See? Ain't no sin that we do no more than just a simple lie is a sin. That's the devil I see every day. I ain't never seen no red, that image that they give us again. Images deal with the picture, putting it in the mind, and amplifying the story. Just like that carpet color or the black of the berry, the sweet of the juice, remember, all of this has been revamped by Hollywood. Hollywood is the same thing as carpet color. They took our numbers and their words. See? And this is why we're decoding basically what Hollywood adds on to the lies of the institution of the public schools, starting at the public schools onto the colleges and universities. That again, Father, take us away from nature. Father, taking us away from the universe, the cosmic Milky Way, because none of these so-called higher schools or institutions of learning teaching us about the nature of self. This is what a college education is supposed to be doing first and foremost, getting that basic jump start in the public schools, which, again, we were being programmed to the music of the beast, the devil's music, through the wrong frequency, starting with the nursery rhyme of Twinkle, Twinkle. I'm sorry. Yeah, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. See, all in tones. The tones becoming the notes becoming the words becoming music. And then they took music out of school because the true words and music activated memories. This is what music is used for. Be it instrumental or be it through vocals. It activates, which is within. And we start to resonate and give this information to one another. But again, as I constantly say, family, I love you, but don't shit on me. Don't give me the words that we are regurgitating without putting your word, your spin on what's being given. Because we can all go up and find the site if it's not sent by the individual and hear the same thing being regurgitated and taken in by each and every word that we're hearing that we've been taught to agree and accept through the English language. This is why it's, don't disband what we have. We have that. But now basically use it in a way to break the spells, to break the rules. Rules are meant to be broken. Why did they say that? Because the rules is 24, which is 6. That's the word. Word is 15, which is 6. That's the spells, 24, which is 6. The program, 6. We've been taught a program of the golden rules that has spells by the word that we use daily. And all of these words were meant to take the Creator out. And when we use the number of the Creator, we're not using it in the content of the Creator, because we don't even see the connection by the same number and hundreds, thousands even, of different words that equals Creator, creation, God, Christ, truth, reveal. That's what we're doing, revealing the truth. It's all about the words 6 now being exposed. Exposed is 24. We're exposing the word. If it ain't in order with the shift that we're going through, it will be exposed. I'm just exposing everything I do by the number of the words. Everybody else has their piece, their angle, their way. But we're bringing it together to see a bigger picture. For me, my part is small, but other people hear it and they say, oh man, you got a big part. Well, for me, it's small because, again, for me, it's easy. And I do it every day, all day, all day, because if I don't, it's messing with me anyway. I still can't watch television without seeing numbers and hearing numbers and what's being said. So I'm just learning my art, my craft better. This is why they say practice makes perfect. Well, practice is 32 to 5. I got 5 on it. I'm practicing every day. See, if you got a teacher, teach it 32, which is the 5, who ain't practicing what they're preaching daily, then, okay, you don't listen to them as much and that's an opinion. See, that's when I would say that's an opinion, because I can't tell you what to do, but if a person that claims to be a teacher ain't revealing something, reveal is 5, teacher is 5. To thy own self be true. True is 5.
Yes.
Practice is 5. Yes. Preach is 5. If you ain't practicing what you preach, come on. Why am I going to try to get somebody else to do what I don't do? Go ahead, Sister Antoinette.
Well, I was going to bring to another part of the artificial and intelligence. Microsoft is preparing to unleash Bing out artificial intelligence on Chrome and Firefox browsers. So Bing Al should be unusable in other browsers besides Edge. So they're going to put this out on other browsers now. That includes the first experiment and enabling third-party browsers, as you can see on from the tweet. And the tweet is, can't you already get the Bing chatterbox in Chrome or other browsers for that matter? No, not as such. Although, admittedly, they are workarounds in the form of unofficial extensions for Chrome and Firefox to enable Bing AI within their walls. So now they're going to bring, you know, this AI into the AI bots and the other things as well, other browsers.
Now, remember, too, like I said, when we see AI, just one way that they're pushing it, you know, stop. Let's look at the number, too. So AI being six also deals with what we say when we're talking about algorithms. Algorithms is 42, the six.
See? Yes.
So when we're talking about Microsoft and they putting them, how long have we been talking about algorithms? So algorithms is part of AI by number, not by their definition. See? So now we know that the AI has been being used much longer than they're telling us, because, again, anytime they reveal it to the public, they've been doing it for years longer than they've told us. They've been doing this for much longer. They're just revealing it now because what? We happen to be talking about it more.
Yeah.
So now they're going to reveal what we've been talking about. This is why when we talk about certain things within a month, if not a couple of weeks, we start to hear what we're saying on these blog talk airs on the news, on social media.
Yeah.
They start saying what we're talking about. So it basically gives us validation, but at the same time, we don't have to beat our chest about it because we already know. Because, again, when they do start putting it back in our face, it's no more than a distraction. We know it already. Don't try to distract me by agreeing with me now. You didn't tell me before we start exposing it. Now you want to take credit because this is what they do. They want to jump in the forefront like they came up. They started saying it because they're called mainstream news, and they have more people's ears than we do on these blog talk shows.
Yeah.
And we will basically start to believe them, knowing that we heard it here first.
Yeah.
But they saying it so much, and it becomes an echo chamber, that we forget where it derived from, who gave us that thought, that they now took and ran with it, just like all of the discoveries, the inventions and creations that our people have come up with, that they've taken the credit for. They've patented and taken the credit for the inventions, ideas, the concepts that we came up with. That, again, his story wants to lead. That's why history is 33 to 6. See, his program 6 is his story. Six. That's why we even pronounce that damn word, his story, when it's high story. We don't see no his, then story. We see a H-I in story. That's a high story. And we pronounce it his story. See, that's magic, baby. He's some crafty ass. Woo! This baby language of English is the occult, and this is why this language is spoke in more places around the world than any other language. The oldest language isn't spoke as much as English is around the world, family. That should tell us something is up with the language that ain't been here. It's the new word on the block. And it has more power than all of these ancient languages because they use the information from all these other languages in words and syllables and came up with this spell language called English, or modern day English, to be more exact.
Yes,
so,
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
We had talked about things being erased from our history where, you know, we invented it, we started it. The same goes for the holiday that was just presented, Memorial Day. And in May 1st, 1865, thousands of newly freed black people, they gathered in Charleston, South Carolina for what may have been Memorial Day celebrations. And they had a parade. They put flowers on the graves of the Union soldiers who have liberated them from slavery. The event took place 3 weeks after the Civil War surrender of Confederate General Robert E. Lee, and 2 weeks after the assassination of President Abraham Lincoln. So it was a remarkable moment in U.S. history. At the War of Peace, War and Peace, and the destruction of the Reconstruction and Emancipation. But this day will not be remembered as the first Memorial Day. In fact, white Southerners made sure that for more than a century, the day wasn't remembered at all. It was a kind of erasure from public memory. So now you see where white folks are claiming that that was their day. They were the ones that started it, but they didn't. So, you only got 90 seconds to call in, and we don't have time to give you guys the number, but if you want to continue to hear the show,
number
you have to call in.
Number is 515-605-9343. That's 515-605-9343.
Thank you. I'm so sorry, man. Oh, wow. Well, if you have a question or a comment, press the number one, and we'll be happy to let y'all in. And, man, I meant to tell y'all that the chat room is open, but I'll start just keeping the chat room open when we have shows. I'll just automatically open them.
Finish the last part that you were saying, Sister Antoinette, because I was going to echo off of that, and you threw me off with the number, and I flashed back to the numbers to give to the family real quick, and it threw me off of the last thing you were just saying. So mention what you were just saying, if you can remember that.
I don't, but anyway, what it boils down to is that, you know, white folks is claimed. They had claimed it. Memorial Day.
That's it. You can stop there. You can stop there because, again, like I said, see, we chase a lot of stuff. You know, we chase a lot of things because of his story, the program. You know, even when we find certain things. I try to relate that all we have to do is take the number behind whatever they have designated that word to be. So when we look at Memorial's Day, Memorial is 22. God, y'all, all these holidays is dealing with God that we don't see.
day is 7. So, again, Memorial Day 22 and 7, we back to 29. We back to that 2 that we talked about. God consciousness every day is a 2. Every day is a holiday, is Memorial Day. See, if I mention get out of her, dealing with the Bible verse of get out of Babylon, get out of her. And we heard that phrase, we go directly to those words dealing with that story of what we've been given and the way we've been given it, and we right there, we're stuck. We don't see nothing else. Get out of her. Well, everything for me is a number that shows us everything else. So with that being said, get out of her comes to 58:13. God, y'all, truth. If you can't, don't like the word God, it's no problem. Truth. God is truth. And he is the answer. So what can we use? 58, get out of her. Let's go right here, Christmas. Well, Merry Christmas is 58. Merry being 18, Christmas being 40. 18 plus 40 is 58. Get out of her, 58. Well, what is 58? For spiritual is truth. Are we giving the darn truth Merry Christmas, y'all, on Christmas? Are we giving the birth of Christ even? Even if it is the wrong day and time that, again, we try to prove. And I missed real quick going back to Memorial Day coming up to 29, which is 2. Black, 2. First, 2. Yes, it was by black people first. The number in the name tells you who it is. Just like I've been hearing this about Cleopatra, and we're going through trying to establish again what ethnic group, what color she was. Well, her name by number comes to 29, blackness. I ain't got to say no more. I ain't telling nobody else's story. The number of who she is and her name tells her lineage. Family, it's that easy. But two, we trying to prove to everything to everybody else, and we don't see it right there, hidden in plain sight. It comes to 2, hidden in plain sight, 74, a 2. It's all of it behind the numbers, fam. We'll stop wasting time trying to prove who we are or who our ancestors are by their name, by their region that they came from that we didn't name them. The English name gave it, call them Egyptians. Egyptian is 31. Cleopatra is 29. The first in dark, the first God, God first. All through history, the names change, family, but the numbers remain the same. We don't see it in history. This is why we keep regurgitating, repeating. If you don't know 33 history, you bound to repeat it. We say that, and we stuck with the phrase because we don't see the number of anything we're saying that comes out of our mouth. That's a program, family. When we accept that we are in a program, it's just like in denial. You can't come out of anything if you're denying what you're in. When we see we in something now, we have accepted we can come out. I was programmed like all of us, but like I said, when I got this 10 years ago, it stopped. I didn't see and don't see anything that is said, given or shown to me the way I was taught anymore. I've broken the cycle, and now I'm here to show. And by the word of the Creator, you have the choice to choose, family. I'm not beating anybody with a stick. Speaking the words of wisdom, 6 says, let it be, baby. Let it be. That's the 6, common sense. I ain't got to say no more. Because the right vibration within the word will be heard. I don't care where it comes, it's going to be heard. So I know what I'm giving tonight is being heard.
Yes,
because I put God first, baby. Christ is, and like I said, it's right in the blueprint of the alphabet. And because we don't see the number of blueprint, alphabet, God in Christ, as above, so below, internet, fellowship, worship, we don't see any. It's the same number, which means it's all connected. All connected is also 9, just like metaphysics, as above, so below. God in Christ, alphabet, it's all the 9. Spiritual completion, the 9. It's in the alphabet, baby. They done hid it. And because we don't see the number behind it when we hear word, that has that program that we don't see it any other way. So this is our, this is why it's up to us to fix us. That's the copper color way. Let us fix us while we still waiting on Hollywood and we waiting on everybody else to do what we have the capacity to do. We have it. Keep saying, why we waiting on everybody else? We've been waiting too long, just like they still got us waiting on what has been dubbed as reparations. See, constant discussion. But again, once we get out of the program of the words and start to truly question, and see, that's the key. We questioning constantly. Key is the right questions to get the answers that we're looking for. We recycling the questions that they've been throwing in our face, to question and complain. No. Once you and we give them something outside of that educational box of the institutionalized mind, this is when they get on their heels, because now you're questioning them with things that they didn't even conceive, because it's outside the box. It has nothing to do with the nut or cog or screw that we were taught as a job or to have a career in whatever profession that the majority of the people who are paying for these college courses that they took that aren't working in those professional fields that they have degrees for are still paying this system of education that basically took their years, which is the time, and their money. See, the riches of the so-called rich 1%ers did not go to schools of higher learning, education, colleges, and universities. Some went and dropped out. Because, again, we haven't tapped into our natural resources, being our own brain. Because so much of the education has been tied us down, boggled the mind, where we aren't truly free thinkers anymore. We're recycling the words through the program and system that we've been taught to see one way and one way only, that keeps us in this perpetual state of recycling what they say, a limited mindset. So, again, there is a way out, and this is just, again, one of many ways. But the five is called important. This is a very important way to be able to see these numbers behind the words, to see what this system has truly done. And now we're actually playing a part, as we say, of our own demise by using these words, these program words, the way they've been given to us. We've been saying, we've been hearing the same thing over 50 years, a half a damn century, and we still using English words the same way, thinking we gonna come out of something that we still use, and we ain't seen no other way to use these words that we keep saying are magic words, ain't our language, and we keep using them. Come on, fam. See, we're not just grown, we're mature now. And we have to look at things a different way. Because if we keep looking at it the same way, it's the old saying, doing the same thing, expecting a different result is insanity. It is insane. And when we think about we doing the same thing using these words by its definition over and over again and think we're going to make a change, family, come on. Think about that. We're using each and every English word by its definition, direction, and description. And we can't change it. We're using it the same way, different times, just changing the words, making them more sophisticated, but again, not seeing that the number didn't change. The sophistication of the word and its usage just changed. This is a way out of what we've been put in. We say we in it, but not of it. Well, tell me what you're not of. See, for me, I know what of is by the number, those little bitty words like in and out. Early and late, same damn numbers, but they got you thinking. You late when you early. You on time, baby. But by somebody else's definition of early and late, we running with it. We running with it. Not knowing that early and late is the same thing as in and out. It's all the word. By the number six, baby. Six. How long have we been thinking that we late when we go places or we late? We running late. By whose definition of limited understanding of universal time, God's time? Man's limited understanding, he has put his link on what time is, and we bought into it. 24-hour clock, there's that six again, 24/7. But, yeah, say it loud. I'm first and I'm proud. You think that would have got played on the air? If James would have said, I'm first and I'm proud instead of black?
No.
But we have that problem with the word black and proud, not seeing that it's first, you first. That's why it gets, but again, this change that's coming, if we don't get our minds right, we're not going to be the receivers of what we're destined to be when we don't change our own actions. See, because knowing that you're first, that we come from kings, queens, and pharaohs, and now act accordingly, because they've already put the images in the minds of the masses of people to fear negrophobia, to fear black people. Why? Even having us having negrophobia of one another, fearing one another. Because I know I don't live in an Hispanic, a white, an Asian neighborhood. So if I'm going to get accosted, it's going to be by somebody in my area. Ain't no white person going to come in the hood. Ain't no Hispanic, unless they live here, because they with us too, going to come in the hood, or an Asian going to come and hold somebody up. It's our own damn people. See? So that's why, just like America won't start at home, we got to spiritually start at home with one another, especially with our youth. They're the soldiers, and they're killing up one another. And the babies are being hit because they're just out having or trying to have a good time. See? But again, starting at the home means that the parents, who are the true teachers, some of us got to stop being punks and letting the government determine how you are going to raise your child by their law. Like I said, during that time when I was a dad thing, where all my children were underage, they all grown now, I would dare any of them to tell me I'm going to call the police. I give them a damn phone, tell them to call it. Because by the time you put that phone down, you're going to wish you didn't touch that damn phone. See? But this is why we're in the condition that we are now with this LGBT. Now your child has rights to do things while in the care of public schools who are pushing this, who are allowing them to learn about these things. Again, have nobody, especially the NAA, I wanted to say something derogatory with the P, NAACP, poo-poo,
okay.
You know, they said a word about this LGBT curriculum that's being pushed. Niggas, y'all ain't said nothing about black history being taught as a curriculum.
Yeah.
Ain't said a word. But now, starting tomorrow, LGBT Pride Month. They got a month now. You know, I mean, they're just putting their faces on everything.
Yeah,
but
well,
that's,
you know, Brother
again,
Eddie.
What's that?
But Brother Eddie, I want to encourage people to read the homosexual, it's either homosexual or gay manifesto. You can get it online. And you should read how this was introduced in Congress. Oh, boy, in the early 2000s, but it started in the 80s, I think in 1988, where they represented this in Congress. So I encourage everyone to look up, it's either the Gay or the Homosexual Manifesto. And, you know, in that manifesto, they even tell you how they will turn your little boys into girls, and you know how they're planning on doing it, and they give you the whole breakdown of each way that they're going to, and what you see that they have wrote in that manifesto, you see it come to pass now.
Oh yeah, that's where we are. It's called Here and Now.
Yeah.
See, now it's
yeah.
7. And that's what the now is. We're in the 7, 2023. We will start to see. See, it's
16, which is 7. And if you didn't know, family, tomorrow starts June, 6 months. But June is 16 when you spell June. June is 6 months, 16 when you spell it. That's 616. I think that's the 13th, family. See? So, again, that's 7. 7 is bank. Bank is 7. You were talking about the bank in the very beginning. So a lot is getting ready to happen in June, June being 16th to 7th, with the bank, 7. But, again, dealing with your consciousness, because if we get so tied up into what they're doing, because, see, bank also refers to us. Yourself is 7. Nature is 7. That's what we should be putting our bank into, nature, because at the end of the day, if we can't get food out the damn stores, it's nature that will feed us, family.
Yeah.
Have we been taking the time out to find out in nature, the plants, the weeds, the grass that we can eat to survive? If we can't eat these GMO foods, or we don't have the money, but again, as we constantly say, the Creator has provided everything we need on the planet, and we haven't taken the time out to learn how to cultivate and grow and even eat the right foods, mushrooms that will help sustain life, then we still looking for them to go and buy food? Come on, y'all. Come on. We keep talking about fixing us, and we keep buying for them. Shit. The job is now do your research, get your books. We're talking about looking at all this other stuff so we can read the things in nature of the herbs and vegetables and the things that we can eat naturally that will help us, cure us from all of the garbage we've been digesting from what the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, has allowed us to eat, because it's approval to eat the garbage. And we still go by it, and we ain't thinking about growing our own, even if it's a plant or two in your house, in your backyard, getting out in nature when you walk and learning what darn plants to eat. Come on. We keep saying preparing, but are we really preparing for when we can't get anything from our government that we keep relying on? Because, again,
yes,
they didn't teach us. Go ahead.
We're going to have the banker back with us, I think, next week. But this week, if we can, we're going to have Dr. Nancy on. She was the lady that is 102, a Tuskegee Airwoman. And so we're trying to set it up to to talk with Dr. Nancy, which, will really be fascinating. You know, keep in mind she's 102. So.
Oh yeah. Any elder and senior, that's got that much knowledge library, and still has that mindset where they can disseminate and share information, even if they're not sound mind, if they can talk, just listen. And like I said, with me, with numbers, I will hear what they're trying to say. See, and we can, those who can hear, we'll hear them. Yes, that's 4. So that would be great. That would be great. Yes, family, if anybody has anything to say, because we're getting close on that time, and even though we might have a half an hour or might not, we know that Blog Talk at any time will cut us and cut us off. So if you are on the line,
and
you
get on.
Huh?
I said they made it hard for us to get on.
Yes.
The reason why we had to change the time.
Yeah, family, we forgot to even do that when we first came on. As a lot of you know, we came on a half an hour later, but they, some reason, they blocked Sister Antoinette from getting online and getting on Blog Talk for the 8 o'clock class. So we had to push it back a half an hour. So that's why we did come on a half an hour later. So, again, these things are going to start occurring more frequently because, again, they're coming to the point where they're going to have to shut us down because, again, yeah. What I'm giving and other people are getting that stops us from giving them energy talking about what they say, what they say, what they say. And like I said, family, put it in your mind, what they say is just a mindset. They just not set your mind where they're not or you're not using your mind. You're using a mindset that was given to you from the program. So that's why we got to check out your mind. Check out your mind. Check out your mind, not theirs. Their mind is a mindset. So they set our mind way back in school days. We have, we are still on that mindset. Like I said, still not questioning these silent damn letters. If you don't know, now you know. That's why don't know, know, K-N-O-W, now N-O-W, you know, K-N-O-W. And as we said, the K is silent.
Yes, it is.
So that would be now all three times, but by putting a silent K, you know, made now no. Didn't drop the W, but somehow now the W becomes silent too when you make it no.
Yeah, that's so true.
And we don't pay attention to these little, you know, words and what they do with the pronunciation, how we pronounce negro and negro.
Yeah.
Same letter, same word, but the pronunciation is different.
Yes.
Giving us a negative implication on a positive word by the number, y'all. Not by the definition. See, they're going to make anything dealing with us, the Negro or the Black, negative. When both Negro, Negro, Black are positive by the number. But again, to keep us confused by the definition, they're going to make it what they want it to be. And we believe them. Wholeheartedly. We believe that shit through the definition, and that's what we start pushing, the definition of the word, the way we believe in what they gave us. We push it. We doing it for them. They ain't got to do it no more. It becomes self-perpetuating. We perpetuate the program words without recognizing what we're doing. And we do it with gusto. So we waking up, though, family. We waking up because, again, that when we hear these classes, it can't do nothing but wake us up. But the beauty behind what I give is like what we all give. Whatever you say, whatever's heard, you can't take it back. You can't unhear what you heard. So can't nobody unhear what I gave them. Can't nobody say, I ain't never heard it. I ain't hear this before. Because that's part of your judgment day. Your word and dealing with your heart being judged. Dealing with your word. The evidence is right there in front. See? So that's what you're going to be judged on. Your judgment day deals with your word, family, coming from your heart. And the people you touched, who did you touch with the words you used? Was it good? Yeah. Be good. Or was it bad? You trying to say something, Antoinette?
Yes, I was going to say I have something for us. You were mentioning Chocolate City, so I wanted to bring in Chocolate City.
Yes.
If it'll let me.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back today. Now, 18 months ago now, I told everyone that this was going to happen, and now it looks like it has started. One point.
Oh, what's happening, CC? They still call it the White House, but that's a temporary condition, too. Can you dig it, CC? To each his reach, and if I don't cop, it ain't mine to have. But I'll be reaching for you, because I love you, CC. Right on. There's a lot of chocolate cities around. We've got Newark, we've got Gary. Somebody told me we got L.A. And we're working on Atlanta. You're the capital. Get down. Moving in on ya. Can't you feel my breath? All up around your neck. Hey, CC. They say you jive and game and can't be changed. But on the positive side, you're my piece of the rock and I love you, CC. Can you dig it? Hey, we didn't get our 40 acres and a mule, but we did get you, CC. Yeah. Gaining on ya. Moving in around ya. God bless CC and his vanilla suburbs. Black, brother Black, blood even. Yeah, just funny. Get down. Blood to blood, players to ladies. The last percentage count was 80. You don't need the bullet when you got the ballot. Are you up for the downstroke, CC? Chocolate City. Are you with me out there? And when they come to march on you, tell them to make sure they got their James Brown pass. And don't be surprised if Ali is in the White House. And Reverend Ike, Secretary of the Treasury. Richard Pryor, Minister of Education. Stevie Wonder, Secretary of Fine Arts. And Miss Aretha Franklin, the First Lady. Are you out there, CC? A chocolate city is no dream. It's my piece of the rock. And I dig you, CC. God bless Chocolate City and its vanilla suburbs. Can y'all get to that? In your stuff. Can't get enough. Be more funky. Be more funky. And we funky too. Right on, Chocolate City. Yeah, get deep.
real deep. Just got New York, I'm told.
You go, CC, 33, yeah. That's 6, CC, y'all. So,
yeah.
What's the word? Word up. It's a cold word. No matter where you say it, you know that you'll be heard. The word will be heard.
Yes, it will. That's the most,
so
definitely
that,
will.
If we don't have anybody else that has anything to add to tonight's class, we'll call it a night and wish everyone well to our next class. Because
yeah.
I got to get back to this babysitting duty with my grandson.
Yes, and how's that going? You enjoying it?
I'm enjoying it, but again, it's
yes,
not my daily
no.
thing, but it's very interesting talking to the youth and getting their point of view and disseminating this information to them, giving them another way to start thinking, because they're going to be able to use this beyond what I'm giving and beyond what we're talking about. They'll put it into action, into that movement.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, it's all about the children, 31, the children of God. So we got to always see that number to be able to connect what it is that we have in us by our birth date, all these numbers, even when you truly understand your Social Security number. We know that they gave it to us for their purpose, but that number is giving you direction. Just like they know, again, those algorithms of those numbers and those words, that they're basically keeping data, record on everything we do and everything we say, tracking us. Wherever we go, GPS.
Yeah.
And like Brother West was saying with Mother AZ, every time we go in and we put under, we don't know what they've done after a surgery, after we wake up. What metal, what nanotechnology, what they've put in. See, so again, we're at their mercy. Depending on what we're going through, you know.
Yes, yeah, Brother Eddie.
Yes.
You know they're having a big fire in Canada. And
no, I didn't know about that.
Yeah, well, it's big. I forgot how many miles it goes. Anyway, they've been counting down the days, you know, telling us that it was going to affect us, and we'll be able to smell it. You know, and for if you have any heart issues, respiratory issues, seniors and small children, not to be outside and keep the windows closed. Well, now I finally, look, finally I wasn't waiting for it, but now I can smell the smoke.
And I had my air conditioner on and no windows open, but I can now smell it.
Yeah, it's like I said, they put it out there, put it on our minds, but at the same time, if we pay attention to the devices, these cell phones, these computers that we have, we all have a digital readout of the weather in your particular city. If you really look at that, half of the times that we look, there's a weather alert on it that deals with the air quality in your city. Today, they just lifted the emergency air quality for Chicago and Illinois that was put in effect Monday. And it just came out at 12 o'clock Wednesday. So even with these fires coming from other places, just in our own areas, we need to pay attention to when they say quality alert when we're outside. See, because they're letting us know certain things. And again, we got these phones playing with them, and we're not paying attention to things that we already talking about, chemtrails and all of the other pollutions that are in the air. And now they're telling you, forewarning you, and we don't use these phones for that reason. We listen to the weatherman and this, that, and the other, you know, and they don't even tell us at times. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. They just give you the weather, give you the humidity, you know, the dew point, this, that, and the other, you know, the highs and the lows, you know, rain or not. But again, they don't tell you at different times when it's bad to be outside. They'll tell you, if it's sunny, don't be out too long because you can get sunburn after being out in the sun for a length of time. So, again, we have to be more aware of not just our personal surroundings, but nature that we're in, that we commune with, that once we get out there and start communicating with nature, nature let us know what's happening, what's not right, what's in the air that shouldn't be there. Just like the foods we eat certain things and we know when we put it in our mouth, this ain't no chicken, this ain't no beef, this ain't this or that. You know, but yet we put in our minds sometimes that this is what it is, the matrix, that this is a real steak, this is real that, because it looks like it, you know. With all this food coloring, but again, we know what our children will never know. They will never know the real taste of food the way we did coming up before all these contaminants were put into the food. So
they don't taste like nothing. There's not enough seasoning to season it to make it taste like anything.
Yeah, you know, we over-season the foods, you know, to bring a taste to it because of the preservatives and things that they put in the food to give it a more longer shelf life. You know, two years, you get a can of food that tells you the expiration date is 2 years from the day you know bought it. You know, how in the hell does food last that long in a can that, as we know, the contents from the can or the container is seeping into the food, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's, we have so much that we deal with, you know, but again,
but the
on
linings
spiritual,
of the cans are plastic. I'm sorry, Bob Eddie.
Oh yeah. Yeah. We know we're dealing with cans and plastic now, because again, everything that were in bottles that we used to use, they switched them up. Pops were all in bottles. Alcohol was all in bottles. Milk back in the day when it was delivered was in bottles. The orange juice was in bottles. Everything was in glass. It was in bottles. And then when plastic came along, we see how far down we've gone from using plastic. You know, from cloth diapers to Pampers and Huggies, plastic diapers.
you know.
Yeah.
So all of these things, we used to have bottles for babies that were glass that we had to boil to sterilize. You know, now they were giving us plastic.
That.
You know, so yeah. See, we our children will never see this. They won't know about taking that cloth diaper in the bathroom and putting it in the toilet and getting the poop out before you wash it. You know, so type of things that we did and we learned that you know was better for our bodies and everything. You know, but again, it all comes back down to the female. They're destroying the female. This LGBTQ and respects is an attack on the females, you know, where a new destination of what a woman and a man is, you know, again, to confuse our children. We know.
Yeah.
And then those of us who still have children who aren't correcting what these schools are doing, we're doing our children a disservice, you know, by not teaching and explaining to them and offsetting what the system of the public schools and institutions are doing to the minds of our children. We're at fault if we're not doing anything, you know, because we're putting them in the hands of the public schools to do to our children what they're doing to them. So, again, PTA, parent-teacher conference, all that's been taken out. We don't hear about that, you know. We don't hear about parents on our lines talking about what they've learned within these meetings. You know, the parents go to meetings anymore. I know that some of our listeners are parents with younger children, but I'd never hear any of them calling in talking about what they're going through in their particular city with their children and the curriculums that's being taught. See? So these are the things that we talk about to correct, see, and stop. Silence is consent, family. You know? See?
Yes,
ain't nobody tell you, you ain't got a voice if you don't vote. That ain't got nothing to do with your voice. When you're silent, that's the consent. That they do what they're doing without us raising a voice, raising a hand, raising a stink, being the squeaky wheel that gets the oil. We get nothing because we say nothing. We sit back and allow it to happen and complain to one another like we can make a change talking amongst ourselves. No, we got to go to where the problem started. Who gave us this Hegelian dialect? Problem, reaction, solution. The experiment. See, this is a project and an experiment.
Yes, it is.
See, we are lab rats in the experiment. So, but again,
we don't have anyone with their hands up. So, it looks like we can get out of here early tonight.
Yeah, a little bit early because we only had about 10 minutes before it was at 3-hour mark. So we getting out a little early.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yes, well, but we thank everyone for being with us.
Yes, family, yes. And, again, want to leave off with where we started with our love and our condolence. And our energy and good vibrations to Sister Ishtar and her family. So, again, family, hey, always leave with, you know, y'all stay safe and be safe out there because, again, we don't know and you don't divulge your total information with us because just like we knew Sister Ishtar because of her calling in, how many family members who listen to us that have not and don't call in that have made a transition that we don't even know about because, again, they never got on and contributed. So, again, family, take care of yourself, your loved ones, and, hey, just keep forging forward, pushing ahead, because we got it. That's why they want it. They want this blacker berry that gives them the juice. We got the juice and don't know we got that power. So, again, with that, family, tune in to Dry Bones Sunday at 10 a.m., 9 Central Time, and Brother Ray with the drum calls at 3. And that's Eastern Standard Time.
Yes,
so,
a.m.
A.m. for Dry Bones, but p.m. for Brother Ray.
p.m. for Brother Ray, yes.
So,
okay, y'all. Well, have a good one. We appreciate each and every one of y'all. Good night.
And love and peace, family.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Bless him. Bless him. I've got a wonderful, I mean absolutely wonderful, Holy Ghost filled surprise for you. I mean, this person is absolutely revolutionized gospel music today. And he's much younger than I am, but I call him my hero. Would you get up on your feet and clap your hands tonight for the Reverend Kirk Franklin? We're living in a day and time. We're being politically correct. It's popular. Can we turn that around again? We're living in a day and time where everybody's saying the name of God, but nobody wants to say the name of Jesus. We don't want to offend the Muslims. We don't want to offend the Jews. We don't want to offend the Arabs. And so therefore we crucify him of flesh. But I want you to know that there will come a time when every Muslim, when every Buddhist, when every Jew will have to get down on their knees and have to confess that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. So I want every blood-washed believer to not wait until then. And if you've ever gone through something, you know right here that there's something about the name.
Something about the name, Jesus.
Something about the name.
Something about the name, Jesus.
It's the sweetest name.
Yeah. It is the
is the sweetest name in the
That's right.
Just take a minute and explain to him what you're really trying to say. What you're really trying to say.
Some people say I'm crazy, but
I can't explain.
The power
that I feel.
When
when you call his name.
When I call your name. It's the sweetest name, yeah.
It's the sweetest name
I know. Wave at me if you love that name.
Oh, how I love Saint Jesus.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, how I love Saint Jesus.
It's the sweetest name, yeah.
It's the
sweetest. How sweet is it? I want you to tell Detroit for a minute. How sweet is it? Sweeter than honey.
That is sweeter than honey. Yeah, yeah, oh, from the honeycomb.
Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir.
When the Holy Ghost gets to moving,
just won't leave you alone.
Said he won't leave me alone.
Oh, no. Now tell every Muslim, every Jew, at the name of
at
Jesus.
At the name of Jesus.
What's going to happen someday?
Henry V has got to bow.
Well, tell him don't wait.
You don't have to wait till the fire comes.
What can they do?
You can clap your hands
right now.
Praise
right him now.
Ah! Oh, yeah.
Hey, come on, let me hear
that. Yeah, yeah.
Something about Saint Jesus.
Something about that name.
Something about Saint Jesus.
It's the sweetest name, yeah.
I know.
I know.
I know.
I know.
Everybody, let me hear you. Let me hear you.
I know.
If you've ever gone through something,
I know.
Our three-year-old had to take him to emergency room because he had walking pneumonia. And see, you know, you take health for granted until it's your health. Just like we take food for granted until we run out of food. Just like we take our spouses for granted until we're walking by the casket and all we can do is wish that we could do things different. Just like children take their parents for granted. But I want to let you know, even when we take God for granted, what's so amazing about God is Paul says he does not treat us as our sins deserve. So that means that even in my imperfections, God is still perfect with his grace and his mercy. That's why I don't want people getting comfortable with praising the Lord just when the Lord gives them something. See, you got to learn how to praise him because of who he is. Praise rap practice. Because see, when you praise him for who he is, praise rap,
you don't have to wait till the trouble comes to learn how to praise him. I want every blood-washed believer that has fallen in love with Jesus. I'm not talking about you've had an affair with Jesus, but I'm talking about you love him, you love him, you love him, not because of what he's done, but because of who he is. Everybody, we're going to sing this chorus together. And even if you can't sing, even if you don't know the words, you can give God an oath. And that oath can mean to you whatever that oath needs to mean to you. Can we sing it right there? Can we sing that chorus right there? Everybody, every man, every woman.
Do-do-do-do.